Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is diving and artistic swimming. Let's break it down. We are going over both diving and artistic swimming, as they are both artistic forms of swimming competitions, and are similar in the format and rules. Diving is up first, beginning on July 27th and ending on August 10th, with medal days on the 29th, 30th, and 31st of July, as well as the 2nd, 6th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of August. Artistic swimming will begin later, on August 5th, and run until the 10th, with medal days on the 7th and 10th of August. Both sports will be played at the Paris Aquatic Center, a new Olympic swimming center built for the 2024 Games. The medals for each sport are as follows. Diving is 8 medals with 136 competitors, and artistic swimming is 2 medals with 96 competitors. So Zach, can you give us a rundown on the history of these two sports and just how exactly they work?
Diving made its Olympic debut at the 1904 Games in St. Louis and has been included at every game since. The women's events were added in 1912, while the synchronized diving competition was added in Sydney 2000. Artistic swimming became an Olympic discipline at the Los Angeles 1984 Games. At Paris 2024, male athletes will be allowed to compete in the sport for the first time. It's worth noting that the synchronized diving is separate from artistic swimming. Artistic swimming was previously called synchronized swimming, but it is an important distinction to make. For diving, the sport is contested through 8 events. Really, these come down to 2 different types of platforms. There's the 3-meter platform and the 10-meter platform. The 8 medals are split out by this. The 3-meter springboard will have 4 events: individual men, individual women, synchronized men, and synchronized women. Same thing with the 10-meter platform. The 3-meter springboard enables divers to leap high up into the air, while the 10-meter platform enables divers to perform from a fixed platform above the water. The individual features individual competitors, while the synchronized has 2 divers going at the same time as a team. A panel of judges score each dive based on various criteria, including how aesthetically pleasing a diver's movements are, the complexity of the dive, and how well the diver enters the water. Synchronized diving is also scored on how well the 2 divers match each other's movements. Artistic swimming is similar. There's 2 medal events, though. There's duet, which consists of 2 swimmers, and teams, which consists of 8 swimmers. The swimmers perform routines that are also scored by judges, take several criteria into account: level of difficulty, synchronization, execution, and artistic impression.
Thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
The individual events for diving hold a preliminary round where divers make a dive and are scored with the top scores moving on to the semifinals and then the finals, where the divers make another dive with the top scorer winning gold. The synchronized events are single dives. It's 1 round, the highest scoring dive winning gold. Artistic swimming for duets consists of 2 routines, a free routine and a technical routine, where they add the scores of the 2 events and the highest score wins gold. The team event is similar. They have 3 routines. There is the technical routine and the free routine, but there is also an additional acrobatic routine. Once all have been performed, the teams with the highest score will win.
All right, thanks, Zach. So who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
For diving, China is a major player. China has won 7 out of the 8 gold medals at 2016 and 2020 Olympics. They are the clear favorites going into this year's games. I would probably expect something similar, a similar kind of pickup for this year. For artistic swimming, Russia has also been the powerhouse, having won both gold in 2016 and 2020. However, without the inclusion of Russia this year, it is likely we will see China as the front runner for artistic swimming this year.
All right, great. Well, lots to look forward to. What do you think of the sport, and do you plan on watching it?
I don't think I'll be watching diving. It is really beautiful to watch. It is really nice to see some of the twists and turns that these guys can do. It is probably not for me. I just can't really appreciate that level of beauty and athleticism. I can appreciate it a little bit, but probably not enough to watch it for a couple of hours. The artistic swimming, on the other hand, I had watched that recently and it blew my mind. You know, I watched the Russian Olympic Committee and they won gold in 2020, and their moves were robotic and it was almost eerie in a way that was really out of this world. And I'd really be interested to see if there are any other kind of performances like that. And I'll probably check out the artistic swimming this year. Yeah, that's my opinion. What about you?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're very impressive to see both done. I differ in the fact that I think I would probably watch diving more than I would artistic swimming, but I'm right there with you. It's hard for me. While I'm impressed at what they're able to do, I don't think I really appreciate the art and athleticism that they're putting on display in these events. That being said, I do enjoy watching some of the dives and can appreciate some of the skill that goes in, specifically with the synchronized diving. The teamwork between both you and your partner when doing it, I think, is a really fascinating thing to see come to fruition when a team really has that down. And so I'll likely watch some of those events, but other than that, I probably won't take a big look at the other diving events or artistic swimming. It's just not really my thing, and I don't think I'd really appreciate them to the level that they deserve to be appreciated at. Despite this, you know, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
Well, I think honestly, in both categories, I'm probably going to go China for the majority of these medals in diving as well as artistic swimming. I think in diving, you might see Australia or Spain be competitive. That's just kind of my dark horse pick. Yeah, and I think China will probably take artistic swimming as well. So what about you?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I am predicting China to pick up, if not all of the golds for these events, most of them, with potentially the U.S. coming in and maybe taking a medal or two in the diving events. But other than that, yeah, I have a China sweep across the board. All right, well, thanks, Zach. That is all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.